Hey, I thought I'd try something a little different today. It's different because, for one thing, I'm going to try to do a little ramble fap, which I've only done once before. And it's also just going to be heavy on the rambling, I think. I just thought I'd bring you into bed with me and let me just babble for a little bit, because it's such a beautiful day, and I have my windows open, and the sunlight is just kind of streaming in, indirectly onto my bed, and it just looked so warm and inviting. And I had an opportunity, so I'm just gonna crawl in here. I am in bed here. You can kind of hear my covers rustling, and I thought I'd just kind of touch myself while I'm here. And if you want to lie here with me and listen, that would be great. And I'm talking to you. Yeah, you. You. Yes. So I hope you're having a good weekend wherever you are. And I hope you get to relax and enjoy the weather, if it's as pretty there as it is here. So, I think I might be the last person on board this train, but or the last woman to hear about this, but I got this toy. It's a clit sucking toy. And it just kind of like palm sized, and you hold it in your hand, and then there's this little kind of nub pointing outward, circular with a hole in the middle, the hollow part in the center, and you turn it on, and you kind of place the hole over your clit, and it just like really gently sucks. I know everyone knows about these already. I think but better late than never, because holy shit, it feels amazing. And another thing I like about it is that it's discreet and quiet, and sometimes it makes silly noises when I'm kind of rubbing it around and trying to find the best spot. But anyway, you can kind of adjust the settings. This is not a product ad. I don't know what I'm talking about. It just feels fucking amazing, all right? And I can bring it into the bath with me, which is really fun. And I like to get in these bubble baths. With lots of bubbles. And like Epsom salt. And sometimes some oils. And my laptop. And I watch gardening shows on YouTube. And so the other night, I turned out all the lights, you know, and I lit a candle. I did the traditional sexy bubble bath thing. And, oh, that feels good. And I watched gardening shows on YouTube, and I put this on my clit. Like I'm doing now. And I came and got like warm, sudsy water while I was watching YouTube. And it was, fuck, it was relaxing. Feels almost as good. Excuse me. Almost as good. It's having your mouth on my pussy. Do you want to come with me? Will you get comfy? Maybe in your bed. Gonna change the setting and see how that feels. Fuck, it feels good. Like the orgasm that this gives me is totally different from the orgasm that I get from penetration or from a wand. It's like, depending on what the implement is, so to speak, the orgasm is totally different. Go ahead and touch yourself for me. You're not. Is it too late for me to say that? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. It's getting hard to focus. Listening to me. Oh, I'm getting hard. Oh, while I get wetter and wetter from this warm pulsing on my clit. Oh, I bet you can get so hard. Yeah. Oh. God. Oh. It's nice to think of you sitting at the end of the bed watching me up on your knees. Oh, slowly pumping your cock while I squirm here. Watch your face, and you watch mine. And we both get to see how much the other person is enjoying this. Oh, then maybe you don't want to watch anymore. Maybe you want to crawl up and kiss me right as I'm opening my legs. That's right. I'll open my legs for you, and you can put your mouth right there on the softest part of my inner thigh. Trace your mouth along there. And I bet you can even smell my pleasure. Smell how wet I am. This warm, soft pussy for you. Maybe you could help me find the spot. Fuck. Fuck. Or maybe you think I should just put this away altogether. And let you taste me. Would you like that? Oh, don't stop stroking. Don't stop. I want to see you. I want to see how you stroke yourself when you watch me. Jeez. Fuck. Oh God. Oh God. I don't know how long this will last. Fuck. Oh, fuck. No. home soon. I'm so close. It's coming up fast. Oh my God. Oh my God, here I go. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Oh. Can't stand how good this feels. If you just pushed your cock inside me, I would explode. I would melt. I would dissolve. I would shatter. Fuck, I would come. I'm just gonna keep going. Why not? Thinking about you stroking yourself, so good for me. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm gonna come again. Oh fuck. Oh God. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Oh my God. Sorry. I meant to be like a little more measured and kind of encourage you to come with me, but it just snuck up on me and I just, oh my God. Oh. So yeah, that's what it does when, you know, something or someone just sucks on my clit, doesn't let up. I feel like there's a lot of potential to explore forced orgasms with that toy. It's really intense. And they say you're not supposed to overdo it. And so stuff, but I haven't really found my upper limit yet. So, oh God, this feels so relaxed now. How do you feel? Now this would be a good time to snuggle and like have a cold drink of something. Pick your poison. My poison might be just a gin and tonic. It's easy and good, yummy. Or like a cold Prosecco or something, which sounds kind of bougie for just, you know, laying in bed on a Sunday afternoon, but I can assure you I'll be drinking it out of a solo cup. Not really, but I'm not fancy. I'm just, I guess I like cold fizzy alcoholic beverages. Or just like a nice sparkling water or something. See, I told you there was gonna be a lot of rambling on this, but let's clean ourselves up, okay? Okay. Yeah, I've reached the point where I officially feel ridiculous, so. Till next time. Bye.